Soul music is in the midst of another revival, but no need to tell people in the Deep South. Soul is still a vital part of live and recorded music there, and a new compilation called Motel Lovers proves it, according to our critic, Robert Christgau.
2007 has seen credible comeback albums by such legends as Mavis Staples, Aaron Neville, Chaka Khan, name your fave. Young singers like Amy Winehouse, Christina Aguilera, and Joss Stone declare their fealty. I've enjoyed a lot of this revivalism, absolutely. But it invariably feels a little like a museum project, more about aesthetic sensibility than living emotional needs. That's not a problem with the contemporary Chitlin Circuit compilation, Motel Lovers.
$5 you've got to pay.
Just a jukebox and no DJ.
Just a jukebox and no DJ.
Take it on faith that joints like the one Mel Waters celebrates in his 2003 hit, Smaller the Club, continue to thrive in the Deep South. Such joints aren't the theme of Motel Lovers, but they are a precondition of many of its songs, half of which concern sex of the adult, adulterous, thank God it's Friday variety. Several are as raunchy but not as crass as the foulest Dirty South hip-hop. Old-timer Bobby Rush growling about big catfish holes and long catfish poles. Or New Jill, Big Cynthia, with her instructional, "Don't rock the boat, just the little man in it." Others, like the late Johnny Taylor's son Floyd, modernize familiar situations.
Man, fellas, we in trouble. Boy, I come home from work the other day. I couldn't get my woman to bring me no bath water. I couldn't get her to bring me my house shoes. She said, if you want to have it your way, you better go to Burger King.
Cheating songs that aren't quite sex songs are common in Motel Lovers, and like Taylor's, they often have a proto-feminist twist. The most touching comes from a 66-year-old Barbara Carr, who quit showbiz and worked a factory job for 20 years before coming back in the 90s with an acrobatic showstopper called Footprints on the Ceiling. This 2006 recording, Down Low Brother, is more reflective.
I didn't want to tell nobody, 'cause I was embarrassed and ashamed. When I caught my man one night in bed with another man, I thought it was unusual for him not being gay. I thought a straight up man didn't go that way.
It reflects unflatteringly on the myopia of the American music business that it took the ace compilers at the German Tricont label to put this American music story together. Many of the tracks on Motel Lovers are cheaply made. The relative proportion of horns and synths will appall purists. None of the singers are revelatory stylists either, but they do partake of a coherent, convincing culture. It seems fitting that the king of this scene should be a distinctly undistinguished soul man named Marvin Cease. His title track is Soul Music with Nothing to Prove. Same place, different time.
The compilation is called Motel Lovers. Robert Christgau is a contributing editor with Rolling Stone magazine. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.